There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Remember I said to you yesterday morning, I'd seen this shirt. Fergal had shown me this incredible shirt that had all of the old ice creams on it. Yeah? Do you remember? And they were like going back to Magnums and Ice Burgers and Choco Ices and Chili Willies and everything was on it. And I wanted one of them shirts. Christine Duff has actually started a petition to bring back. I thought it was something else when I was buying it here years ago. The Sky Bar ice cream. Morning.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
I think I remember it having another name. This was the one with the flaky kind of chocolate on the outside and the ice cream in the middle.
It was. Well, the way I remember it now is the chocolate on the outside was definitely more solid. It wasn't flaky.
Right.
And then there was a layer of ice cream, and then in the middle there was like just a stick of kind of chocolate that would have bubbles, almost like an aero bubble effect.
Oh, yeah. No.
Do you remember?
I do. As I said yesterday,
memorable.
It was lovely. I remember. And yeah, you couldn't really put a name, but where they came up with Sky Bar, I've no idea. But when was the last time we saw it?
Oh my God, I actually don't know. And he was only saying to one of the girls, I guarantee you there is some nana around Cork that has one in the back of a freezer. There has to be.
Is that a challenge? You know, well, it's a bit like all these shops out the country that have a sticker in the window for Milky Moo mints. They're all over the place.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God. You know the way the Richie's Milky Moo mints, they got this. Remember when they brought them out, the slogan was Milky Moo, there's more milk in a Milky Moo and all that crack. The thing is this, I remember talking to a shopkeeper friend of mine, the sticker, a flamethrower wouldn't get the bloody thing off the window.
They were made of tough stuff back then. That's why I started the petition as well. I said, you know what, now, I'd love for it to come back. Do you remember the guys that done it for the Whisper Bar and the Banshee Bones? I said, if Banshee Bones and the Whisper Bars can come back, Banshee, surely HB can bring back the Sky Bar.
Do you ever have a Banshee Bones sandwich?
I didn't, to be honest, which I've had all other sandwiches, but not a Banshee Bone one.
No, a Banshee Bones sandwich was somewhere between a hangover cure and a perversion, and I can never figure out which, but I did have them in my time. Yes. I remember the Whisper, campaigning of the Whisper back. And that was successful, except they then brought back that awful thing, the Whisper with the toffee in the middle. Like what?
Oh,
what,
yeah, the bit of caramel. It was
what,
you know,
pervert
wasn't great.
Decided that was a good idea. No, forget that. But the regular Whisper was good. But the Sky Bar and the old ice creams. Casey and Ross were talking about this morning. They mentioned it for us when we were talking about it. And you want to see the stuff that's coming in. People talk about the JR ice pop. I don't remember.
Oh, I don't remember that one. No, I don't remember that either. I can remember the Freaky Foot and remember the Fat Frog.
Yeah, the Fat Frog. And not the Fat Frog you get in a glass in Santa Ponza. The actual Fat Frog.
No, we graduated to them after having the ice cream.
I know, yeah. And we found not only did they not quite taste the same, but the ice cream never had that effect on your head. Never.
Definitely not.
Yeah, so you're looking to see, can we get the Sky Bar brought back? But I don't even know. Fergal is the brain box on these kind of things. Yeah. Who even owns HB these days? I don't know.
It's owned by Unilever in the UK, because I actually went to the extent of emailing them the other day, telling them about the petition. I did.
Did they answer?
Oh, I'm on a mission now. I'm on a mission. They did. They responded and they said that they're going to forward it on to the relevant teams to look into it. And they were very grateful. And thanks very much for letting them know. And, you know, they've obviously sent it on to the market and research team. But I suppose my thing is to just get as many signatures as possible and to see how many people in Cork and Ireland and further afield do remember the Sky Bar and do want it to make a comeback, because I reckon it would definitely be one of those ice creams that would be worth having back in the freezer.
Well, yeah, and you mentioned the Fat Frog, and another great friend favourite of mine was the Wibbledy Wobbledy Wonder. Do you remember that one?
Oh, that was my brother's favourite as well, yeah. I didn't like it now, to be honest, but I remember my brother, that was his favourite one. And there was another one like it. It was like the Loop-de-Loop. Do you remember? It was an orange one with a bit of chocolate on top.
Oh,
so nice.
That had a little, well, Patsy Pop, I think they called that. They
I
had
can't
a
remember
name,
the name, but
a
yeah.
A little plain orange ice cream, but with just
tiny
little piece of chocolate at the top. Yeah, I loved that.
Yeah.
Or the split, the orange split. Remember the orange? The orange
they weren't as exciting now as the Patsy.
Yeah. You try to eat the chocolate off the top without the whole bloody thing breaking in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a Fat Frog was gone. The foot. Although, you know, you'd look like an awful eejit too, wouldn't you, walking down the street eating the big pink foot.
I was only saying it to one of the girls yesterday. I can remember the big toe had the bit of chocolate on it, and then they got rid of that, as far as I know, and they just kept it plain.
Really? Did
I could be wrong.
The fat,
but I have a memory of it, the freaky foot having a chocolate toe.
Okay. I know because it's 9:15, you haven't been drinking, but certainly that's a thought I would... Okay, so a freaky... We're looking at... A freaky
but with a chocolate toe.
Okay. Freaky foot with a chocolate toe. The
Sky... What a request on a Friday.
Does anybody have an old Sky Bar from the Stone Age in the back of the freezer? Another one. There was a few more of them. Remember the Golly Bar? Now, that was just a pure bar of
my
ice
gosh.
Cream. That was gorgeous.
It was so nice. I can still taste it. Yeah, but that's the thing. Our senses are so important, and when you think of smells and tastes, and that's, you know, in the midst of my email the other night when I was writing out the petition, I was brought back into the 80s and the 90s. I was like, oh my God, if these were here now, it would be great. I'd love for my kids to try them, because they think I'm just mad when I'd be telling them about the different sweets and the different things that we had. But you know, when you go into the shops now, when you walk past the freezer, like, there, it's like going into someone's house and there's a house phone. It doesn't get the same attention it used to get.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, remember Peggy's leg?
I don't.
Peggy's leg was like a kind of a pinkish chew bar. You get them.
Oh my God, I definitely don't remember that.
No, Peggy's leg. I'm probably a small bit older than you. Yeah, Suzanne says JR Ice Pop was lovely. My mum had a shop, and the young fellas from the local school were always coming in and asking, "Have you a chilly willy, missus?" Anthony Pickford remembers the freaky foot. Mint Feast. Now, there's a shortage of the Mint Feast. This is critical. Aaron.
I just had this conversation with one of the girls this morning. We said the Mint Feast is just obsolete.
Yeah, you get plenty of feasts. But the Mint one, no. The Mint one was designed by someone who's in the most comfortable bed in heaven. It was just a gorgeous thing. But Aaron is looking for them. And also Mint Cornettos. Not the little, small, piddly little ones you get in the multi-pack, but the proper
Mint Cornettos.
Ones. Remember them.
Yeah. And they used to have the chocolate on top of them as well. Said this to Jude. Oh, sorry, go on.
Hang on. The big toe, I think. Anne? Hello, Anne.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. What was chocolate on top of the big toe?
It was.
When did you last have chocolate on your big toe?
It was chocolate on the big toe.
Really?
Yeah.
On the freaky foot.
And you've made my day now.
That was in the 1980s.
So you're not mad, Christine?
She's not.
I didn't imagine that now.
No. Because I remember my niece, Lorraine, that's listening this morning.
Yeah.
To tell her that I'm back on again.
You have a radio on back there. That's why you're hearing everything back. Echo
that. And I came out to the front room.
You're all right. But the freaky foot had chocolate on top of the toe.
Yeah, that's what you're
hearing.
Yeah, yeah.
And myself and Julie, you know, Julie twins and me, she's a great pal of mine. We were just having a chat about the brunch ice cream, and we were saying the brunch, the bits of biscuit on the brunch. I said to her, they left the bits of biscuit in the recession. They never put them back the way they used to be.
No, they were never as thick as they were out. No, can you still get a brunch? And thanks for that. The freaky foot did have chocolate on it. We figured that out. Was there anything else that you remember, Anne, that...
Well, no, you're after naming a lot there now that we used to have.
Anyone that we didn't think of?
No, not that I can think of, no. But the freaky foot,
yeah,
it did have chocolate on its big toe.
Did have chocolate on its big toe. That is established, so we can stop the concern now. We can.
I'll have an easy day now knowing that.
I know, we have a great day now.
Thanks, Anne. So Anne did have chocolate on her big toe. Was there stuff that there must be loads of stuff that people missed that we haven't thought of? We're going to have some fun, seeing as it's a Friday. 0833 96 96 96. What was the other one? Mint Feast. Was there a bar called Secret? And Tina thinks they also did an ice cream version.
Oh no, I'm thinking of the Soleros.
Yeah.
There's loads. There's so many.
Yeah. The Solero.
I remember there was a kind of a rocket ice cream that you'd push up and the end of it had popping candy.
Oh, yes. Or you kind of push it, you had a stick and you'd push the stick up. Mm. Oh, yes, I do. Pat had chocolate on his big toe. Hi, Pat.
Good man, Pat.
Hi, DJ. How are you?
How you doing? You remember the freaky foot with chocolate?
I do. No, it wasn't today or yesterday, but yeah, I remember as well. Yeah.
Chocolate. Was there anything that... anything else from that time?
Remember, PJ, the Clipso bears.
Clipso.
Oh, God above.
The Clipso, yeah.
Yeah, I always remember going back to school after my break and the jawbreakers. Remember them?
The big, huge gobstopper.
Yeah, to take you nearly 2 hours to crack.
That's right, yeah. That's right.
And then they were lovely, like.
That's right. And they were called jawbreakers because if you tried to bite them, you would smash your teeth.
Many a time a teacher increased, you nearly smashed my teeth eating them.
We used to sneak them in. Here's what I used to do. You laugh now what I used to do, right? Seeing as I have a creased rear by on the phone. Yeah. I used to do this in Dougie's class, right? And he was teaching us history, right?
Mr. Duggan, yeah.
Had, I don't know if he's still with us, but he was a lovely man.
Yeah.
Do you remember the fizzy cola bottles? I used to get a bag of fizzy cola bottles in the shop next door, right?
And you'd shake
the sugar off them, and you'd take the bag into it. And I was like a cooking head. I sniffed the sugar, right? Yeah. And you get a fit of sneezing. And like we're talking about the Tudor Wars or some crap like that in Irish, like.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
And I'm starting to sneeze and fit in the back of the class.
I know. It will be a time.
The sugar off the fizzy cola bottles.
Yeah. But I remember the jawbreakers on the Clipso bars. They don't do them no more.
They don't know.
And the touchdown bars. Do you remember the touchdown bars?
The real traditional corner shops, like.
Do you remember? Am I the only one? Do you remember Peggy's leg?
I do.
Ah, God.
And you know the reason why I remember it, PJ?
Why?
My mother's called Peggy.
Ah, well.
And I remember Peggy's leg, especially with the school sports. They'd always be on sale in the school sports. Peggy's leg, they were kind of a brony bar, I think, if I remember, PJ.
Yeah.
But I remember them. I remember them very well. So they do exist.
Good man. And you mentioned another one, Cadet Cola. Fergal, he's the guru. Can you try and pull that ad? It's got to be somewhere. Do you remember the television ad for Cadet, right? Where all the little bottles were like little soldiers. And it was Cadet Orange, Cadet Cola. Remember that?
Oh, I'll have to go looking for that. There's another ad I saw recently. It was the Kiora ad. I still love that ad.
Yeah, they were great. And there was an ad as well for an orange called Mirinda. And I saw it last year on holidays. They're still advertising it in Spain. Mirinda Orange.
Oh my God.
I know you remember.
Yeah, you see the nostalgia from the 80s and the 90s. That's why I'm on a mission now. I'm determined to get the petition
for the
signed by as many people as possible.
And
yeah,
you've
absolutely.
Had,
I think we can do it.
I'm amazed you had a letter back.
Oh yeah, so they're owned by Unilever and they're still trading as HB Walls as far as I can see.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to keep on it and I'm hoping if not this summer, maybe next summer, there'll be some new person in their manufacturing place that'll create the ice cream for me.
And we might even get freaky feet with chocolate on the toes. If
there's plenty of freaky feet around Julie said there that's not ice cream related.
thanks, Pat. Stay with me a second, Christine.
Okay.
Remember the 2 and 2? Oh, the 2 and 2 bar. That was like, was it white and dark? Or white and milk chocolate?
Oh, yeah. I do. And I'm sure it was similar to the Wibbly Wobbly Wonder. You could get a pink and an orange one. I could be wrong with that now, but there's some little core memory there and I was stuck.
The 2 and 2 bar. Yeah, Shiona remembers the 2 and 2 bar. The Sparkle Orange Pop. The simplest little ice pop, the Sparkle. 12 pence we used to pay for it.
So 12 lovely.
Pence.
Oh my God. You'd go into the shop with a pound and you'd come out with bag loads.
Oh, come on. Like, if I read this out now, I mean, will I get cancelled? No, I won't. It's Friday. When we were in our younger years, we had a friend who worked in Chivers, and he used to ask us if we wanted to see his Wibbledy Wobbledy Wonder, and we passed up on the offer every time. Sure, stop. Mary Galvin remembers the Wibbledy Wobbledy Wonder. The Chilly Willy used to have us in convulsions when we were young. Yeah, we Trevor says Aldi have Wibbly Wobbly Wonders, but they call them Jiggle Pops.
Jiggle Pops.
Jiggly Pops.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Just to let people know, we're still talking about ice creams being our freaky feet and our jiggly pops.
And I knew someone would do it, and I'm doing it deliberately. Someone came on to say, it's wibbly wobbly, PJ, not wibbledy wobbledy. I always thought wibbledy wobbledy sounded an awful lot better than wibbly wobbly.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, here we go. They got rid of the chocolate on the freaky foot. Fat Frog will never be back. Feast Mint might make a comeback, but not this season. Golly Bar can't be called that because of obvious racist issues, but they're also delisted. And this is from Wayne, who's a HB sales rep. Oh.
Oh, Wayne, will you get on about the Sky Bar, Wayne?
Sky Bar. They did get rid of the chocolate on Freaky Foot. He didn't say why, though. Maybe it was because it weighed down the toe and the toe kept falling off and whatever.
Or they left it back with the brunch bits.
Yeah, you can get pink feet. You can still get the feet in other countries. I often see them in Spain. You can get, and one that I have in Spain is a watermelon. It's a watermelon ice pop shaped like a watermelon. It's nice too.
Oh yeah, I think I remember that.
The secret with people coming in. But great chat, PJ. I have to put the Kilimanjaro on the ice cream list. Oh. The JR came out after Dallas.
Before my time, so.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you bit into a JR, there was red juice inside that bled. This is starting to sound like one of these late night talk shows where the callers are plastered.
I was just going to say, if anyone tuned in now, they're listening. Wibbly bits, freaky feet, biting into things that bleed. Oh my God.
Chocolate on your toenail, or chocolate on your big toe. Hang on, I'm going to take a quick break. We'll try and regain our senses because Adam and Pat want their tuppence worth. I'm talking to Christine about treats from the past. She's trying to get the Sky Bar reinstated by HB. Is there anything you'd like to bring back? You haven't had it for years and you'd absolutely love to bring it back. There goes the Patsy Pop. Yes, there's another one remembers the Patsy Pop. And the Smith's Crisps. Adam and Mary, I'll get to you. Christina's still there. Pat.
Yes.
Macaroon bars.
Macaroon bars. Are you eating by the dozen?
You can still get them. You know that, don't you?
I know that, yeah. They used to be a shop in Middleton, Auntie Nellie's, I think was the name, but I don't know whether still there or not. You could get all the old bales.
Oh, there's a chain of them. I thought you were going to think of the great shop in Middleton long ago. It had a blue front on it, and I can't remember the name, but somebody in Middleton will tell me. It had a blue... We'd stop on the way down to the beach in Garryvaugh, you'd stop in Middleton for ice cream, and you'd have three or four ice creams would come out, and they had a special tray that the ice cream used to sit into it. Do you remember that?
I'm not too sure, PJ, about that. I don't know. There was an old news agent in Middleton years ago. Didn't his news agent? Maybe that was the shop. I
remember it having a blue front on it in the main street of Middleton. But the macaroon bars, I've seen them in garages. You don't have to go to Auntie Nellie's for them. But I've seen
them. Oh, I
know
that, the first time I saw them, it was saying in the past 3 years, was in Auntie Nellie's, and then, of course, we could get them in various places after that. Like.
That's right. Cheers, Pat. Good memory. Adam. How are you?
Good morning, PJ.
How are you doing? What do you remember?
I remember a lot of them, all right.
What was your favourite?
Oh, geez, the Frosties.
Frosties? You mean the breakfast cereal now? Or?
No, they were a sweet. There was a cola ones as well of them.
Someone else has been on here remembering Kylie's shop in Turner's Cross, and they used to have cola cubes and pineapple cubes.
Yeah, I remember them very well.
Yeah, I know. I never went to Kylie's. Because my auntie had a shop across the road.
If you looked up the Frosty Sweets online, then you'll know them straight away.
Frosty Sweets.
And then there was the Taz Bar, I think it was called.
Oh, the Taz Bar. Now, I remember the Taz Bar.
Yeah, they were my favourite.
Yeah, the only thing that comes anywhere close to a Taz Bar these days is the Animal Bar. They're nice. Adam, thanks. Keep them coming. Mary... Nosy Keefs.
That's right, at the end of Shandesley, Peter.
I don't know why they ever called it Nosy Keefs, but Nosy Keefe was the shop.
That's right, and we lived on the south side, but my grandfather had a pub in Shandesley Street, and when we'd come over to my grandparents, going down, my mother took us into Nosy Keefe, you get the 2 and 2 bar that time to be all broken up.
That's right.
You get the honey, the comb, like, it was like crunchy without the chalk on it. Oh my God, it used to be beautiful.
Are you talking now about that devil's food that is the crunchy with the chocolate on it? It's a cinder toffee, they call it.
Oh, Jesus, it's beautiful.
That's devil's food, like.
And then my father-in-law was a confectioner in Thompson's.
Right.
And we were only talking about, well, to go there at the old cakes, Thompson's cakes, that you'd never see today.
Battenberg's.
They Do you remember the top nut?
The what?
It was a top nut cake, it was called.
Yes.
It was done and just browned inside with a bit of ice and sugar over it and a bit of buttercream on top of it.
Yeah.
You would have the round chocolate cake, the roundy chocolate. You would have the little jam tart.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
You would have the apple turnovers.
I remember Thompson's used to, Thompson's did the chocolate ring and it was, there was so much chocolate on it. It was gorgeous, yeah. But the...
You get the snowball, TJ, with a bit of chocolate on it.
Stop.
My moat now is sitting down here now and it's watering.
Oh, I can see. I know. What did we start here, myself and Christine? Like,
when you go back and think, and I walked to the sweet factory in Bandon Road and I was young and going to school, right?
Yeah.
And we started the butter nuggets, you'd put them into the bag and you'd have to seal them. You'd have the satin sweets, they were called.
Oh, the chocolate satins. They were like a little cushion. Yes.
Oh, my God. I remember them as well.
The clove rock. You'd have the apple drops.
Oh, stop.
And apple bonbons.
Bonbons, that's right. Oh my God.
There was yellow bonbons, pink bonbons, and white bonbons.
That's right.
And you couldn't mix them. Yeah. You couldn't mix them.
No.
The iced caramels. Do you remember them?
The iced caramels, that's right.
Stop it.
Pink and white ones.
The butter nuggets and the clover.
Do you know what? Is it any wonder? Is it any wonder, like, that my dentist would retire to Barbados? I mean,
would you love to turn back the years and go back to today?
You would, of course.
Oh, there were happy days.
Hang on. Hold on. Mary, thanks. Finn is here. Thompson's. Thompson's. Yeah, go on. Finn.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
How are you, buddy?
Not too bad. Remember Thompson's there where Cummins of Sport is in Princess Street?
I do.
They used to do this thing called a snowball. It was a big, big ball of shoe pastry filled with cream and covered in icing sugar.
By God,
you felt guilty after looking at it and might say eating it.
That's right, yeah. You'd nearly want a spoon to scrape out the inside.
A spoon you'd want to shovel, or a JCB. And then they used to have a little trifle cake in the white plastic. Remember those?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you, the younger kids today with their sweets, they don't know they've been born.
Because do you remember, and I'm sure you would, down at the corner of where the South Church of St. Finbarr's South is, the corner of Douglas Street.
Yeah.
There was a shop on the corner. There had two doors. You went in one door and out the other door. And they had dozens upon dozens of jars of sweets, like cola cubes, pineapple cubes.
Yes.
But they used to do this apple drop. And I, to this day, can never taste anything nicer. It was bitter apple on one side and it was sweet on the other. And we used to get caught with Brother Cusack and Brother Ross and Don Sully's tea with these things. And there was a thing called space bombs. They were pink. But do you remember the limited edition, God help us, health and safety gone out the window? You could find a coin in the middle of some of them.
I do. They were all different size.
They were all different sizes, yeah, in your coin, because there used to be a little tuck shop in Sullivan's Quay School.
Yes.
And you'd go down, and the boys would be selling the sweets, and then sure, there'd be a fella going to the dentist down the city hall, because he was after cracking his tooth on the coin that was in the middle.
I remember, Finn. Oh, for God's sake, I do, because I think I probably broke a tooth on the tuppence at some stage.
And then there was this thing, I don't know, you're talking about school, because you were a bit of a wild one in school. There was this thing, I cannot remember the name, but I'm sure your sweet guru were there, who's doing absolutely no work today, talking about dissecting toes and eating things with blood. They used to have this, it was a heart, it was like the Peggy's leg, but there was a stick at the bottom of it, and it was a whistle, and you pushed up and down the stick, and it made all the sounds of the police.
Oh my God, I remember it!
Yes, a whistle pop.
Was that what those
was? Nice.
There's the what a boring name. After freaky baby chocolate toes and poor old Coogan comes up with a whistle pop.
Phew,
yeah.
Phew, as it said, that's him.
Yeah,
I
and you'd
remember
sure,
that.
Yeah, but I
Melody
suppose.
Melody Pops, they think, as well, they were called.
What?
Melody Pop?
That was just for the posh people that could play the instruments. We were only just making noise.
That was the Ballincollig people now. Sorry about that.
You didn't have sweet shops out there. You had to come into Cork for them.
cheers, Finn. Where's this conversation going to end? Dee, hello.
Good morning, PJ.
You remember a lucky balls?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Stop it. No, I'm not talking. Naughty, I'm not naughty. Talking about the bouncer in the Snoopy's years ago, right?
I have Julie in the car next to me, PJ. It's a terrible conversation to be having.
They were pink or red balls, and they were soft. And if you found a piece of paper in the middle and say free one, you get another one for free.
Yeah, but he is right about the pink things with the money in the middle of them.
Oh, I don't know. I've never thought of that.
I remember them. Space bar. There was a penny in the middle of some of them.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember the lucky balls, though, and we couldn't wait to see if we got a free one.
And I can read that sentence so many different ways.
Or do you remember the chocolate cigarettes? You could get the chocolate and eat cigarettes, yeah. And you wouldn't know if you were to eat the paper on them or not. And we'd end up eating the paper, and some of the kids would say, no, you're not meant to eat the paper, you're supposed to peel it off.
No, so there was no fun in peeling it off. I used to eat the stuff as well. You couldn't, if you imagine bringing them back.
I don't think you were meant to.
It doesn't matter, we did anyway. Can you imagine bringing all that stuff back? Imagine bringing back sweet cigarettes now. That'd be the health and safety people that have.
Oh my God, you'd have everyone and anyone onto you.
Little angels, little devils and Dracula. Actually, I know that during the break there, the lads at Hairy Baby, they sent me a tweet. They have a T-shirt, a Hello Summer T-shirt, right? And on the front of it is a fat frog.
Stop.
A Dracula. Remember the Dracula?
I
pop,
remember
right?
The Draculas, I do.
But here's the best bit. They have a Chilly Willy, right? They have a thing called a Dataway, which was a hand with a finger pointing. Okay? And they have... right in the middle of the Hairy Baby Hello Summer T-shirt, they have a freaky foot with toe, with a chocolate toe.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
There you are. John, does anyone remember the Blackjacks? Remember the Blackjacks that were in... You'd get
they'd stick in your teeth.
They'd stick in your teeth and you get them for about four
fruit salad.
Penny. Blackjacks fruit salad, and there was a minty one as well. I remember my dad... God rest him, going to the border. He was serving with the guards on the border in the early days of the trouble. I'm going right back now. He'd come back with a catering bag of Blackjacks.
Oh, stop.
It was 2 foot tall.
My mum's dad, so my granddad, this is well before my time, her memory would be he worked down on near the boats when they were coming in Cork Harbour, and he'd come home with chocolate, and it was called chocolate crumb, because I think there used to be deliveries of chocolate. Yes. I have to ask her the story now again, but he'd come home with some chocolate crumb. I think that's a lovely memory for her to pass on to me, even though it was well before my time, obviously. It
wouldn't have lasted 5 seconds in our house, but chocolate crumb.
Not at all.
Eating spoonfuls out of the back. Great. Christy, I know you're are you a good pal of our friend Brenda?
Brenda and Julie, Julie just bolted out of the car there now. they're busy doing their podcast today, so I'm giving her a lift in there to the train station.
She's gone for sweets, I've no doubt. All right.
We're after setting off a craving.
The ice cream shop, I knew it. The blue fronted ice cream shop in Middleton, where they used to bring out the cones. So if you had three or four of you in the car, one person went in and bought the ice creams, and they came out on a little tiny wooden tray with slots in it for the cones to go into. That was Desmond's shop.
Oh my gosh.
Desmond's shop. And I know the minute I heard, it's now the Ballycotton fish shop. Centrum Buttevant, they have HB Cornettos in the fridge, says Donna. The Trigger Bar. Jay remembers the Trigger Bar. Andrew is in Cheshire, listening to the show in beautiful sunny Cheshire. But with all the talk of nostalgia, he's getting homesick.
Oh,
I know.
Brenda's in London listening this morning. Hey, yeah. Girl.
Hi, girl. How are you? No doubt she has memories. HB chocolate bars. Wrigley's chewing gum. Wrigley's chewing gum.
Oh, yes. Double. Oh my God, is it Orbit? Was that another one that was like it?
Yeah, but...
There were sticks, you know, the sticks of chewing gum.
Right. Juicy Fruit, Spearmint.
Juicy Fruit, that's the one.
And Double Mint in a green packet. Do you remember them? There were Double Mint in a green packet. The number of people that remember Chilly Willy's. Between Chilly
that's
Willy's
so
and Lucky
funny.
Balls, what a morning we're having here. You know, fairness.
Ha 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 ha!
Chester cake, says John in Cove. Not quite on topic, but a great treat. We used to go from shop to shop to get the different kinds because they all tasted differently. That was not Chester cake, John. That was the posh people's name for donkey's gudge. And it wasn't even the right... It wasn't the same thing at all. The blackjack and the gobstoppers, the green and white twister with a bit of red up the middle. Remember that one?
Oh, that's still around.
Yeah. Do you know what's not there anymore? Tony points this out. Does anyone do pick and mix now?
No, that's well gone.
Yeah.
Applejack. I worked in a shop in Ballincollig when I was a teenager and, you know, you'd just pick all sorts. You know, they'd have the bonbons, the colas, that's everything. Right. But it was, you'd have someone saying, oh, give me 10 of those, give me 5 of those. That's well gone.
That's right. Yeah. The Freaky Foot, Kaz says, the Freaky Foot made a brief comeback sometime around 2016, but without the chocolate toe. The only reason I know for sure is because I lost the head when I saw them and bought them for my girls. They would have been toddlers at the time, but they remember them. Maybe they were a knockoff version. And Kaz, I can imagine your devastation when you took it out of the wrapper and there was no chocolate on your big toe. Catherine is sitting in the car with tears streaming down her face from laughing at the two of us. Couldn't get out until they finished with the Freaky Foot and the Wibbly Wobbly Wonder Toe. And your laugh is so infectious and full of fun. Christine is her name. I'm confused myself. Oh. Christine. Yeah. I'm drinking my tears, says Catherine. He-Man bars. Help!
Oh my God, He-Man! Oh, we still have one of the little figurines at home. He-Man Skeletor. Stop. PJ, what are you after doing?
I know, hold on. And do you know what? You can actually get... There was Wham bars. Remember Wham bars?
I can remember my dad coming home from the shop.
Yeah.
And the irony now, is he's type 2 diabetic. Sorry, Dad.
Oh, stop.
he's come home with the Rovers.
Is it any wonder? If you go into Aldi these days, you'll get Whamtastic in a bag.
They're not the same, though.
I love them, though.
The Wham bars, the Roy the Rover bars, the Dan bars, and the little black crunchy bits in the Dan bars. Oh my God.
Stop it.
I know.
that shop that Finn was talking about, someone has a name for it, Russell's Shop. Russell's Shop. It was down there in Douglas Street. And there was another shop.
There was one shop in Ballincollig we used to go to. It was called Sweets and Treats, and it was in the main street, and you'd get everything in there. Oh my God, you go in with a pound and you'd get everything in there.
Frank remembers the Texan bar. It was a bit like nougat. They're all coming in here. We'll be here all day.
The new Nugent. I know, I'm getting roly eyes off Julie because I have to bring her somewhere.
Little Angels, Little Devils and Dracula. The Trigger. Yes, Paige. Yeah. I'm gonna need to take a break. We need to pay some bills so we can buy some sweets later.
Cork's 96 FM.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.